Today, Rachel Chung returns to SBS and we will be talking about personal style. Good day, Rachel.
Good day, Mardell.
First and foremost, in general, how do you know or how do you determine your personal style? What is personal style?
So personal style, to make it understand easily, in front of style, there is the word personal. So personal style is not just following other people's style and just finding out your own personalized style. That's your best style. So I always mention to people, everyone says that, I want to be like her. I want to be like him. All of the checking, actress pretty, actors look gorgeous and wonderful. So I want to be like him or her. But that's the very wrong process. So if you want to be look better, you have to understand yourself. Analysis yourself. That's there is the answer.
So when you talk about your personal style, do I understand you correctly when you say it's yourself, your values, your interests, your attitude being conceptualized or shown in the way you dress, the way you walk, the way you fix your hair?
I think I just want to briefly introduce the what image casting is. If I explain what definition of the image casting, maybe everyone can understand more easily. So I am image casting. So what I'm doing is, if you just, you are, let's say you are my customer or client, you come to me and you just show, like tell me I want to be a image. Then as a professional, I analyze your current image. So when I image like a divider all of your image, there are three sections. So first one is appearance. So styling is belongs to the appearance. So when I say appearance image, not only just by the hair and makeup, all of your fashion styling, jewelry, and what color you wear, the all of things is appearance image. The second one is the behavior image. So how do you gestures? What's your facial expressions and how you walk and how you sit down? Everything about your body language is a behavior image. The last one is communication image. So more verbal sound. So what's your voice image? So what's your tone? What's your nuance? Everything about your communication, it is the communication image. So A, appearance, behavior, communication, all three sections max your current image. Then I just analysis your current image and then you want to be A. But I says that's the impossible. So I just make the middle part. So let's assess this image. Because you want to be A image, but when I analysis the all of your current image, that's the right. It can't be better for you. Minus, negative for you. So I just want to make your positive image and then your core value. Every your voice, what language, your gestures, how you can wear, everything make one core image. That is your right, your personalized style, and also that is your image.
All about you as a whole, as a person,
yes,
and how you manifest yourself
everything.
To others.
Exactly. It is a too broad meaning. So style is your personal style is can be very broad. So let's think, make it simple is just all of the things you do with your hands, your eyes, all surrounded by you, that's your style, personalized style.
How do you assess a person? Do you stay with them for a few days or do you look through the social media? Do you have a cup of coffee?
Everything can be. But just so when I did the analysis, because the time is gold, right? And talking myself is the professional because I need to analyze very effectively and efficiently in a limited time. So I say that at least 1 or 2 hours, I just talk and then I have my own chart and my tool. So I just analyze. When I just say that the personal style for image, I just check 3 things. So first one is face image. Second one is body image. And last one is your personal color. So based on 3 different sectors, I just analysis your appearance became your style, personal style.
How do you know that you have achieved your personal style?
Because it's always really hard to maintain your personal style even I help you. That's why always my point is I never catch the fish for each client. I always train them how to catch the fish. Then they're going to be just manage themselves. That's why I mentioned three things. If they understand what their face image and what their body image, what their personal color, exact guideline, they just simply following because they know what kind of the color, what kind of the style based on face and body is look good them. That's why they, within their guideline, they just keep following the directions.
How do you know which color is for you? Is it based on your skin tone, on your vibe, or on what you do on a daily basis?
So this one is the personal style topic, today's topic. So I just want to focus on the face and all of your the things that we can see with our eyes.
Tangible, yes.
Exactly. So personal color is when you see the color, which part of our body you use?
Eyes.
Exactly. So eyes. So without using eyes, we're going to find our personal color. How? Based on our face. So we're just touching, we're going to be just like prepare for two different color papers. And then we're just checking which color paper look better. Which color cloth look better. So I always start checking with the clients with normally color kit, which is color cloth and every tools. But if you can't find in color cloth, the basic is, easiest way is, just when you go to the any stationery, you can buy two different color paper. One can be orange, peach color. Second one can be pink color. When you divide the personal color, first step is you have to find your right tone. So I call warm tone and cool tone. So you have to find that you are warm tone or you are cool tone. Then if you using peach color, this is a warm tone. Pink color becomes cool tone.
So peach would be warm.
Exactly.
And pink would be cool.
Yeah. How we can find is, you just the best way is the no makeup. But if you normally wear makeup, just you stick to your makeup on your face. And then what you can do is, best time to check is 2 o'clock. Not yellowish color of the light, more white color of the light, underneath of the whitish color of the light. And then when you just put the color paper underneath of your chin, you're checking your face. So when you see your face, the best way checking the underneath of your eyes and then around your mouth and the wrinkles. And then when you just checking the two different color papers, you're going to be see difference. When you just choose one specific color paper, becomes pink or orange, it looks very old or you can see your wrinkle much more and your spot much more. That's your wrong tone. And then that means the other color can be your tone.
So when we assess and we to determine our personal style, three things. A, your
appearance. B, behavior. And three, communication. But this is, to be honest, this is all of your image. But you want to be specific personal style. To determine personal style, three things can be your face image. So your second is body image. So body image means body shape. And third one is a personal color. So at least you have to find which tone you belong to.
And find which one suits you best.
Exactly.
When dressing yourself
all
up.
Drink together.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
And next week we will be talking about essential things to keep in your wardrobe.
Yes. See you soon.